Hey guys, are you ready for something on your calendar that you actually are going to look forward to? Well, wait no longer, okay? We have our upcoming Reclaiming the Wild Men's Retreat, and it's going to be amazing. It's going to happen on April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. Now, we know a lot of you guys out there need to disconnect from that digital world that is pulling us down, and you need to spend some time with some like-minded brothers in Christ. This is where it's at. This retreat is all about faith, fellowship, and fun, with an emphasis on the fun. So here's what we're going to have here. We have skeet shooting, horseback riding, archery, hiking, fishing, scripture, cornhole, bonfires. Oh, man. We're going to have some amazing meals. We're going to be camping under the stars. And to cap it all off, we'll have a great church by the pond service that Sunday morning. It's going to be incredible. So you're going to have an opportunity to forge some really good friendships, reignite some passion that's been lost, and really lean in to become the man God intends you to be. So we have limited spots for this. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events. Okay. That's thelionwithin.us/events. And I don't want you to miss this opportunity to reclaim the wild within you, because today you have an opportunity to really lean in and have an experience of unforgettable growth, friendship, and don't forget the adventure. All right. Well, I can't wait to see you again. It's April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events and reserve your spot today.
Welcome to The Lion Within Us, a podcast serving Christian men who are hungry to be the leaders they're predestined to be. I'm your host, Chris Granger. Let's jump in. All right, guys, for your spiritual kickoff this week, we're going to be in 2 Timothy. Okay, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 2. The things which you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, entrust these to faithful people who will be able to teach others also. Okay, so there's your scripture, 2 Timothy 2, 2. A lot of twos this week, I get it. Guys, I'll go ahead and apologize up front. I have had a terrible cold. I'm fighting. I'm trying to battle through it for this week. So I apologize if my voice sounds a little bit off. I'm going to try to muscle through this, guys. I promise you. I'm going to do my best. Hang with me, okay? Now, where is 2 Timothy? It's a bit tricky in the New Testament, okay? So you have the Thessalonians, 1 and 2 Thessalonians, and then you have Titus. Well, it's kind of in between there, okay? So this is you may have to go to your table of contents, but it's in your New Testament. It's back there. I promise you, if you go to 1 and 2 Thessalonians, you'll find it, okay? And this is a letter that Paul wrote to Timothy. We need to just know that out front. Paul wrote this to Timothy, right? And I've talked about this in other episodes too. Find your Paul, find your Barnabas, find your Timothy. So Paul was basically like a father-son type relationship. He loved Timothy, okay? And remember, Jesus warned us about false prophets, right? And Christ that will try to mislead us, okay? So many false teachers were trying to twist the message. And that happens all the time. Paul knew that after his death, the wolves, they were going to come out and start attacking even more. So he was basically arming up Timothy. He was getting him ready. The things which you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, entrust these to faithful people who you'll be able to teach others also. Okay. So do you feel this way right now? You know, I get, guys, you have to know this. Satan, he wants to steal, kill, and destroy, period. So Paul is putting extra emphasis here on the truth, And he taught the truth, and that should be remembered. This is what he was just hammering into Timothy. Okay, I taught you the truth. Remember it, utilize it, and pass it on. That's it. So important. And he was correcting the Jewish legalism and redirecting it all, right? Back to what? Back to the truth. And think about this. The only way that you can recognize a fake is to know the true, right? The true item. Okay. It's just like when you're trying to look at a counterfeit. How do you identify a counterfeit? You have to know what a true dollar or $100 bill looks like. Same thing here. So how do we know that? How do we do this as a Christian leader? You have to spend time with God every day. Now, this is Paul's last known epistle, and he is motivating us, right? He is really trying to give us that rally cry for everybody to be strong in the grace that is Jesus Christ, right? He's encouraging and trying to get us to hold fast to the unchangeable word of God. And we need to know this. Paul's message never wavered once. His entire life, it never wavered. And he wrote with such conviction and confidence. And we need that as Christian men. Despite many false Christs out there, false prophets, the wolves that are out there, the relentless attacks of the enemy, right? Paul stood strong on the word of God. And so can we. We can. You know, we heard the good news because the gospel was passed on from Paul through many witnesses, faithful men and others, and recorded for our learnings right here in the Holy Scripture. So let's be part of the others, right? The others that Paul's talking about. And trust these to faithful people who will be able to teach others also. Let's be part of that. And let's share the good news of Christ. And we just need to be do this boldly, right? Look, he was crucified. He'd risen. He ascended for the redemption of mankind. Whoever believes in him will not perish. It's going to have what? Everlasting life. So guys, 2 Timothy 2:2, so important. This is very impactful scripture. Talking about being a faithful servant and following the word of God. You've heard it. Now you need to entrust it to faithful men. You are those. You are the men. And then teach others also. It's not enough just to have head knowledge. We need to have heart knowledge. And then we need to take that heart knowledge and transfer it to others. So guys, this week, what are we going to be doing? We're going to be unpacking a phenomenal book. It's called A Good and Faithful Servant. Okay? And guys, you need to come back. We're going to be talking to this doctor. He wrote a biography of his father. I'm going to tell you what, it's a powerful story. Just imagine being able to sit down and do to capture your father's testimony the way that this man did. It's unbelievable. Guys, it's going to be a little bit of a different episode. I'm going to go ahead and warn you on Wednesday. It's going to be a bit different than what we normally have on the line within us, but I think it's something that you guys are going to enjoy. I learned a lot. For you history buffs out there, this is the episode for you. For you apologetics out there, this is the episode for you. Come back on Wednesday and check that out, okay? Now, you know, every spiritual kickoff, what we want to do, we recognize that not everybody listening to the line within us is a believer. And that's okay. We love you. But we don't want you to miss the opportunity. If Christ came back today, if he comes back today, are you going to heaven? And if you can't answer that, well, please reach out to us. support@thelionwithin.us. Because here's the deal. Jesus Christ came to earth as our Savior. He was born to a virgin. He was Emmanuel, God with us. He performed many miracles. He walked with us. He taught us. He was the teacher. He was a great rabbi. And he paid the penalty for our sin. And if you listen to this, you are a sinner. So am I. I'm the chief sinner. And there's no way to get to heaven except through Christ. So you have an opportunity right now, to accept Christ. Because what did he do? He went to the cross. He paid the ultimate penalty for our sin. His blood was the price, the atonement, the propitiation, the payment that satisfies for our sin. And then they laid him in a tomb. And then guess what? 3 days later, was he still there? No, he is risen. We worship a risen Lord, not a dead guy. He overcame death. He walked amongst us. Then he ascended to the right hand of the Father. And no one gets to the Father except through him. So guys, if you haven't made that commitment in your life, if you haven't given your life to Christ, I beg you, I urge you, It's the best thing you'll ever do. Because when you do, he's going to send down the Holy Spirit. And that Holy Spirit is going to guide you, direct you, and it's going to give you the one thing everybody's searching for. Peace. The peace that passes all understanding only comes from a relationship with Jesus Christ. So admit that you're a sinner. Believe that Jesus is Lord and confess him as your Savior. And if you have done that right now, email us support@thelionwithin.us. I want to talk to you. I want to pray with you. I just want to encourage you. Just want to just give you a high five, a virtual high five if it has to be on Zoom, and say, welcome, my brother or my sister. Welcome. That's what it's all about. So I pray, again, if you made that decision right now, email us. We're here for you. So guys, come on back on Wednesday. It's going to be a phenomenal episode. I promise you. It's going to be different, but I think there are things there that's going to really help us all in our walk to be the Christian leaders that we're predestined to be. So go to thelionwithin.us. Check out our resources, guys. Give us a rating and review. All that stuff matters. It makes a big difference. Check out the Bible study. Check out the online course. Hey, we got the Bible studies on Thursday nights. If people are interested in that, let me know. Be glad to get you involved with that. Again, support@thelionwithin.us to connect there. Join the Lion's Den. That's free. That's a great way we can connect with you directly as well, just to interact and engage with you. So guys, I pray that this scripture, 2 Timothy 2:2, serves you well this morning. Get out there now. Get out there. Be the one that teaches others. You have it wherever you are, wherever. You're prepared. You're qualified. Now get out, teach others the wonderful, wonderful news of Jesus Christ. Love you guys. Thank you so much for hanging with us. Thank you so much for putting up with my aggravating voice for this week. I promise next week it'll be much better. Now get out there, unleash the lion within.
Outside of God's word, what should you be reading to grow as a Christian leader? It can be daunting to see all the options available these days. To help bring you some sanity to your search, we compiled all of our featured books of the week so you can make wise choices and strengthen your mind. The topics range from health, wealth, and self, so there's something there for all you guys. Whether you're looking for books for yourself or maybe you're researching ideas for other men, this is going to be a resource that brings you value. So check out thelionwithin.us/book to see what would serve you the best right now and start sharpening your mind to be that leader you're predestined to be. That's thelionwithin.us/book to learn more. We're thrilled to announce that we now have 7 powerful devotionals available on YouVersion's Bible app. For those not in the know, YouVersion is the top Bible app in the world, and we're honored to be on this incredible platform. Our devotionals dive deep into the pillars that define the lion within us: health, wealth, and self. So whether you're seeking spiritual growth, financial wisdom, or personal development, these devotionals are tailor-made for you. So ready to embark on this transformative journey and unleash the lion within you? Head over to thelionwithin.us/YouVersion to access our devotions on the YouVersion app. Join thousands of like-minded individuals and dive into the Word with us. That's thelionwithin.us/YouVersion. That's YouVersion. And let's grow together and become the leaders God intends us to be.